Siv Tes is a Habshech Mosiv Ches. Same thing we said about the beans that cook very quickly. The Shulchan Aruch says that a barrel of water, one cannot put it in the tanner, in the oven there of Shabbos, right before Shabbos. And even though you're putting it right before Shabbos, the heter of Kidra Chais or Basar Chai does not apply. And if somebody does do so, it's also to be netted from this water the whole Shabbos, even Motzi Shabbos, within the amount of, up the amount of time it takes to heat up water, the amount that you need the water to be heated up. And the reason for this is that there's a chashash of Shem Yechata over here because you want to have a hot water on Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah explains, even though fruits that can be eaten raw, there's no chashash Shem Yechata as well. It's only the fruits that are eaten raw as well as cooked. We sell like apples, people eat raw apples, people have baked apples. As opposed to over here by the water, people prefer, there is a preference for hot water over cold water. People want a badafka, and the cold water is not as good as the hot water, and therefore there is a chashash Shem Yechata, and therefore you'd have to have either gar v'kotim ablech or tach batit, one of the various aterim for shahir. But the mere fact that you put the water right for Shabbos, it would not be a heter, because it's a chashash, they'd be machadah b'cholim to have the hot water available for you sooner on a Friday night. The same thing the Mishnah Berurah says, is also to put water into pots that are in the ovens that are Shabbos, right before Shabbos. You know, the main reason you're doing it is the pot should not explode, the old-fashioned pots, so the chashash will explode if you just had the pot in the oven without water in it. Still, l'maizah chashash y'mechadah, because you do also want the water to get cooked, because that water used to be used on Shabbos to wash dishes with them, etc., but if it had to, and therefore there is a chashash y'mechadah b'cholim, in order to have the water heated up faster. And therefore, you have to make sure to put the water into the oven early enough that mischam b'miksas b'dyoim, that reaches, I guess, what we would say, the level of at least ma'achram d'soy, or better, b'dyoim before shkia, even if it's not going to be fully cooked. Now, Simon Reishin and Hay discuss something that is not so practical nowadays. Discuss that someone's making like a fire for a fireplace or something like that in order to heat up the house. And they're lighting the fire, lighting the logs before Shabbos. It says you have to be careful that the logs should well enough lit before Shabbos, that there should not be a shash shemichata b'cholim. You're going to start moving around the logs on Shabbos in order to get them to burn better, in order to have the fireplace heated up earlier on Friday night. And therefore, Shulchan Aruch says you cannot make a maduro, like a bonfire of wood, samal chashecho, unless the fire is lit early enough, the shahavas, the flame, is going up by itself, oilam me'aleh, when Shabbos comes, without the help of other eitzim. If it's eitz chidi, if it's a single log that's lying on fire, you have to make sure by the time Shabbos begins that the fire already grabbed onto it, ovyai rev kefah, most of its thickness and most of its circumference. And if it was not lit that much before Shabbos, it cannot be netted from this fire on Shabbos, shem yechata bo. Just like any other time, that if we don't listen to Kohen's Chazal, we ask to be netted from b'diavad. And this chashash, even machate, you can move around the eitzim in order to get the flame to go up bigger. Now, if you did light the flame well enough before Shabbos, to the right shear, then you could sit next to it on Shabbos and warm up from it and use the R. It does not make a difference if the fire, if it's on the ground or it's on a menorah, even if it's things that you cannot make a wick from on Shabbos, all these things, once it's lit well enough before Shabbos, there's no chashash shem yechata. The Mishnah Berurah brings from the Taz, you should be careful not to sit too close to the logs, because you might come to touch them, move them to get them to burn, move them a little more into the fire. But the Alda Achrem Mameko, the Rabba takes a Shabbos, not worry about that, and you could sit next to the bonfire, next to the furnace, and it's fine. Unless you are doing something which needs a lot of ilan, or something you're going to read in front of it, then it's a chashash shem yechata, like a siman reish ayin hey. But other than that, there's no issue with sitting close to the logs, and there's no concern. Now, in Sif Beis, Shulchan Aruch says that some say, by coals, even the fire only caught onto the mekol shu, that's good enough, because we're not afraid shem yechata, it's different than regular logs of wood, and here we know that the fire's going to grow by itself, and there's no chashash, no concern, that you're going to shake around the coals in order to get it to burn better. It's if Gimel also, Shulchan Aruch discussed something like that. You have Madur, you have a fireplace of Zephas, tar, gufras, sulfur, kash, gvava, all these things. Even the fire only caught onto them a tiny bit before Shabbos, that's good enough. There's no chashash and mirchata because we know that it's going to grow more on its own. And the Shulchan Aruch brings that in Machlekes, Madur, Shekonim, Garina, Tamarim. If they're Mefuzer, if they're spread apart, it's also okay. But if the Konim are tied together and the Garinim are in a basket, then you have to make sure that there are call onto them enough for Shabbos, the flame is going up on its own. Which is better, which is worse. If it's when they're separated, the mefuzer, it's worse. Or if when the mefuzer it's separated, it's better. Which is more posh that they're going to grow on its own, the fire's going to grow on its own. Which one? It's less like the fire is going to grow on its own, and therefore there's more chashash shem yechata. This machlok is posh. This does not have any practical enough community nowadays. We don't light fires with these things. We have better ways of heating ourselves up besides lighting a fireplace, and certainly not out of these materials. Therefore, the dynamics and the halachas of these have changed b'zman hazeh, and the way it says Shulchan Aruch probably does not have much practical application in our day and age.